a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, our friends at the Deseret News have a brand new, beautiful website. And this story caught my eye, Dave. Americans up in arms about candidates for president, president himself cussing up a storm.
Swearing. Swearing is still funny. I don't know why, but it just is. I always had a rule when I worked in the sports department. If you swore or you cried, you were making it on air that night. You were making it on air if you were a crier or a swearer, because it's funny. Swearing's funny.
You mean like an interview and somebody was swearing in the interview?
Yes. Every time.
Do you have to beep it?
Yep. You have to because,
betcha.
You know.
You betcha have to beep it.
FCC.
Here's some examples. We got Politico, who reported Monday that some of the president's supporters are recoiling from the president's use of common profanity. Can I even say it? I can't say it on the air. You just let your imagination run wild. In fact, you probably don't have to because you probably heard him say it.
They're trying to take you out with bullshit. Okay.
How does that make you feel?
The president of the United States.
What is that? How does that feel like from a podium?
Well, it's different. As a newsmaker, I'm like, okay, great. We can talk. We can run that soundbite because it elicits emotion. Now, the emotion that it elicits is, oh, he's one of us. He's one of the guys. He swears just like I do. Or that's not presidential. And that's where I fall.
Me too.
I would like to have my president be above petty swearing. Swearing just seems just too easy. Like, try expressing yourself versus trying to just get a quick emotion from swearing.
Does it make a difference if it's behind the scenes?
That's a great question.
Let's get into my issues later. Maybe I'm too judgy about this. Beto O'Rourke went viral recently with a profanity-laced rant targeting the president and also some people in the media.
Is there anything in your mind that the president can do now to make this any better?
What do you think? You know that he's been saying? He's been calling Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals. I don't know, like, members of the press, what the f***? It's these questions that you know the answers to.
Ooh.
This is awkward. This got awkward. Anyone else feel awkward?
I would
feel awkward.
I feel so awkward if I was the reporter with the microphone, the camera right behind me, and he's looking at me and saying, come on, what beep gives?
Right.
It would feel awkward. In fact, I've had people cuss at me when I'm doing interviews with them. Feels way out of place. Senator Bernie Sanders is known for cussing a bit, even on the debate stage. But I have a question for you. Is the word he used a cuss word?
Second of all, I do know when I wrote the damn bill. And second of all,
I mean, we didn't beep it, so is that an indication we don't consider that word a cuss word?
It's a soft one. It's a soft one. The thing is, when we're talking about cursing, the thing that makes me angriest about our politicians cursing is I don't want you guys getting caught up in the emotion of anything. I want you to be in an accountant. I want you to be very analytical. I want you to do what's best for the country. I don't want you trying to rile up the people with your provocative language. I want you to just be smart and thoughtful and analytical and kind. What I don't get when you're swearing up a storm as any of those things, because you're trying to rile up my emotions.
So Americans up in arms about candidates cussing. And the Deseret News has an article. You can go check out their new website. And that's where we saw it, saw the headline, saw the article, and thought, we got to talk about this because this has become a bigger and bigger issue. And perhaps it has become more acceptable. When we hear it, we don't process it the same way we did 20, 30, 40 years ago. I was never allowed to cuss in my home growing up. I don't even want to know what my dad would have done if he would have heard me say some of the things that we're hearing, you know, President Trump say.
They're trying to take you out with bullshit, okay?
Now, put yourself in, like, you know, sixth grade Debbie shoes, and dad's in the room, and I'm saying that to dad. And my dad didn't hit me, but I think he would have had every reason at that point to reach out and just smack me.
Would there have been soap in the
stars,
mouth?
Stars in my eyes.
Pepper.
What do you do?
What happened?
How do you teach your kids now that this is kind of commonplace?
I don't think it's commonplace. It's certainly not commonplace in my home.
But they're hearing it on Twitter. You know,
yes.
Your kids are hearing it. It's all around them now.
And their movies.
Yeah.
But I think there's a difference between hearing it and then using it in your own conversation. The thing about swearing is it's used as punctuation, right? It's
emphasis.
Yes, it's like, I'm going to make a statement and then swear, boom, so you know how serious I am about this. But I'm not serious unless I use profanity. That's what it feels like when I hear these politicians, when I hear President Trump or Beto O'Rourke or Bernie Sanders, whether it's a small swear or a big daddy swear. It feels like they're trying to hide the fact that they're not making a good argument, and I'm going to distract, a little bit like a magician. Hey, look over here. I'm swearing, so you're not paying attention to the actual words or my thoughts or my agenda. But I swear I'm like you people. I swear like you guys, so vote for me.
Listen to this. It's fascinating research that was done. We're talking about swearing. Is it becoming more commonplace? And is it more acceptable or less acceptable than it was? A behavioral psychologist in the UK found that people could hold their hands in icy water longer, Dave, when they were asked to cuss than if they were asked to use a neutral word instead.
This is an unpleasant experience. This is something that is not enjoyable for my foot or my hand.
I think cussing in those circumstances can be cathartic. Like when you slam your finger in the car door, what do you say?
The only
shucks. No, you don't say that. Oh, I'm really sad that happened to me, that I just cut off my finger slamming it in the car door. No, you don't say that. You know what word you drop. I thought that piece of research was fascinating. But I also wonder if there are now different degrees of swearing. When I was growing up, my mom sat down and had a talk with my sister and I, and she said, we are going to allow you to use the word darn. You can say
wow. Thanks, Mom.
Darn
really
it.
Loosening the reins there.
Darn it.
Give me my head. I'm gonna go wild.
Darn or darn it. This is a conversation. I remember it
Will
very clearly.
Darn,
she can't deny
it.
I can still see her talking to my sister and I, but we couldn't use the other D word. We couldn't use the other bad words that we all have grown to know too well.
Shucks? Was shucks in there? Yeah, we're going to allow that. When you're 14 years old, one of our texters on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line said, unfortunately, there are some cuss words that are socially acceptable. But some four-letter words go too far and far too negative. This isn't just schoolyard speak anymore. I have found it funny that some of the words we are totally fine with, and the big daddy, F-dash-dash-dash, that one is like totally fine. And you can even include like your parents in the usage of that word and totally fine with it. But there are some words that are more vulgar, that we're totally, absolutely not, how dare you. It's a strange line that we throw. Oh, yeah, you can totally use certain words, but not this one. It's always changing. But yeah, it's super offensive. I don't swear. But Debbie?
Woo! Woo! Hey, so my question is, do you swear in the workplace? It's okay if you do. You can admit it.
Is it?
801-575-7668. Hey, I'm just trying to get people to call in and admit they do, Dave. You stop it. You stop talking over there. And what do you think about people who do swear? And will you think less of me when I tell you my sweary story next?
Dave and Dujanovic. Get all news all morning. Then go in-depth about the news with Dave and Debbie.
I put your social security number on a billboard.
It would change nothing.
News at 5. Talk of 9 on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Researchers say that swearing releases adrenaline, it sharpens our memory, and it makes us feel better about the very thing we're swearing about. Dave doesn't swear. No wonder you're so miserable.
Ah! I need to swear more in my life. That's your pitch. Dave, if you just swore more, you'd feel so much better about yourself and your life.
It's according to researchers, Dave.
Garbage.
Scientists say. Question we're asking is, do you swear in the workplace? And then eventually I want to get to the discussion about what about swearing in the home. Dave, you've never sworn at all in the workplace. What about like H-E double hockey sticks? Does that count? You've said that before.
Maybe there's a few.
And do you say it like that when you get mad? H-E double hockey sticks.
I do. It's funny
because... Storm out of the room.
Okay, not to say that I haven't sworn in the past. I think all kids kind of go through a little stage where they're, ha, my parents can't stop me from swearing around my friends.
That's right.
So you go through a little stages. But really, I've never been much of a swearer. But about 10 years ago, when I first got into radio, is when I cut it all out. Because I started realizing when you use swear words in your everyday language, then it just comes out. It just pops out.
Does it, though?
It does.
I may be proof that the opposite is possible.
Well, that at least for me, that was my
sure.
concern. I thought, you know what? I'm one word away from getting fired. So if something happens and I just blurt out a fireable swear, then boom, I've ruined my career. So about 10 years ago, I just cut out all swearing, even the small little things. In fact, we joke about it. My kids have heard my wife swear more than they've heard me swear. They can't remember a time that I've sworn, which is amazing because my wife's 1,000 times less sweary than I've ever been.
We're talking about this because the Deseret News has written an article and we caught it on their brand new website. And we thought, wow, this is a fascinating conversation because the question that I've had for the last few years is, you know, the president, he swears quite a bit more than any president I remember in the past.
For sure.
And, in fact, listen to this.
They're trying to take you out with bullshit, okay?
So it begs the question, is it more acceptable? I think perhaps there are different degrees of swearing. Like I said in the last segment, my mom sat my sister and I down when we were young and said, you can say darn it or darn, and that is it. We hear the other D word, the H word. Oh, and I forgot about this. She allowed us to say heck. Oh, my heck.
You guys had all the freedom in the world.
How about this?
Oh, fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge. I said the word, the big one, the queen mother of dirty words, the F-dash-dash-dash word.
What did you say?
And then what happens from there, especially in front of mom and dad?
Ralphie got a mouthful of soap.
So Dave doesn't swear at home. He doesn't swear in the workplace. Is this where I have my confession?
I love it.
I have a split personality, everybody. I have a split personality. It's the Debbie you've never seen.
Never heard.
And I do this subconsciously, Dave, and I've developed it over the years, and I've actually talked to my children about this. It's when I get around a microphone, I know I'm around a microphone, and I don't use a bad word. And I know that microphone can be on, we call it hot, at all times, and I just know not to let a swear word drool out of my mouth.
Incredible. It's a superpower. Debbie, you have a superpower to be able to shut that off.
And when I'm microphone ready, I'm all mic'd up. It's on my lapel. The microphone is turned on. I'm anywhere in the zip code of a microphone. I become the really sweet Debbie.
The Debbie that expresses herself appropriately.
I grew up in the news business in a time when swear words were dropped all over the newsroom and out in the field for no other reason other than we might not make deadline.
It's incredible. I remember years ago, this has got to be 20 years ago, a sports anchor here at the station, Craig Bowler-Jack, he is on the Mount Rushmore of sports personalities here in the state. And Craig let a little word slip one time going to break. And I still have people come up to me and say, remember when Craig said the word? Like, I don't even know Craig very well. But, yeah, I remember it. People remember these things.
No, they don't. I don't want to hear that. I've really cut back. How often do I swear over in our little corner over there? Dave knows. Once in a great while.
Yeah.
Use it for emphasis, Dave.
Yes.
When I really want to make sure you're hearing my point.
David.
How about if I make it a pledge that I'll cut back even more? So do you think any less of people, Dave, when they swear in the workplace, in the newsroom, outside the newsroom?
It feels a little uncomfortable. It does. But I don't know if I'm just
darn
being,
you.
No, I'm just, I feel a little judgy saying that. I've never said
the
anything.
The heck you are.
I've never told someone to please stop swearing. But I've had people come up to me and say, you know, if they swear, Dave, I'm sorry. Sorry. I've never said anything, but I guess the non-swearing light just emanates off my body. But no, I think it does get a little awkward because when you swear, it escalates the conversation. It escalates it sometimes for the good if you're telling a funny story, but mostly when we swear, it's not in a happy, funny way. It's because I'm frustrated. So if you swear when you're frustrated or angry, you're escalating it. And if you swear at somebody, then all of a sudden you're turning the dial up to 10. Because now all of a sudden, oh, really? That's where we're going.
So I don't allow my kids to swear, at least when they were little, inside my home. But we had this incident involving our 6-year-old daughter, Katie. And my husband and I were reading the newspaper. This was back in the day when we still had the newspaper delivered. And we had it, you know, over our faces so she couldn't see us. And we're at the breakfast table. And she said, Mommy, is a bad word? And I ignored her. And, of course, it started with the letter F. And she's 6. And I look over at my husband. He looks at me. We both start wide-eyed, and we start kind of chuckling a little bit because we don't know what to do. And, of course, he looks at me with the whole, this is your avenue, and you can deal with it.
Hey, you got this, Deb.
And she got frustrated, and she said, Mommy, is a bad word? And then I start really panicking because I don't know what to do. And then she escalates it even more, and she said, Mommy, is a bad word? And I put the newspaper down, and I said, Sweetie, it is a bad word, and I do not want you using that word. I'm concerned that you've learned that word at such a young age. You're only 6, sweetheart. Where in the world would you learn that word? And she looked, she said, Mommy, Grandma said it.
Mom! Speed dial.
Exactly. And we found out that it had to do with a, like, slam your finger in the car door incident where a certain word got dropped because it hurt like H-E double hockey sticks. And that's where Katie picked it up.
One of our
all is forgiven.
Well, it's difficult. I think when you swear at work, it's different than if you swear in your personal life. I think there is a change in, I would even say in the news department, when we first started 20, 30 years ago,
yes,
it was basically the U.S. Navy Yard. I mean, there are so many swear words that were getting thrown away around. But in the last 5 years, probably, I have noticed that it has significantly been curbed because a lot of this anger and animosity in the workplace is not allowed any longer. It's viewed as a hostile work environment. And I think over the last few years, there has been a great change. And I don't hear profanity nearly like I did early in my career.
Oh, heck. I'm going to start using that. Darn, Dave. Darn it. Hey, the audio you've got to hear when a dad interrogates his daughter's date through the Ring doorbell app on his phone while he's at work. I mean, they're in their 20s. So is dad just plumb embarrassing his daughter, or is he just protecting her? Let's get into that debate.
Dave and Dujanovic. Talk all day.
Dave and Debbie at 9.
In the heat, I'm slowing down.
Are we being babies about?
Lloyd Matheson at 12:30.
Even if you run, what is going to make that worth it?
On KSL News Radio.